The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, 6.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 20th of February, 2024, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. Now, normally a Tuesday would be a World News Tuesday with Mr. Mark Palmer, but he's going to be joining me later in the week on Thursday, which means we're doing Culture Thursday today. That song was Letter from Miami by Priscilla Rollins. We are still celebrating Priscilla Rollins' life today. I said I would do it later in the week, but we've shifted Culture Thursday to a Tuesday, and we're going to do it today. We're also talking about some stories in the news. Two headlines: Bahamas set to reach tourism's final frontier. Another, that's in the Tribune. In the Guardian, Bahamas to be site of SpaceX landings. I hope I could make a connection today, because I think our ancestors, our parents, our grandparents, the generations before us, when they pass, when they leave this realm, I imagine we all hope to leave with the sense that not just all is well with our souls, but all is well we are connected to. I imagine that when we're preparing for death, we have a great desire to know that our loved ones will be okay without us. And so, as we set off into the final frontier of tourism, quote unquote, I ask, did Priscilla Rollins know we was going to space? Did she know that when she left us, that we were certain, we were sure, we were secure, that we knew where our future was taking us? It's an interesting story. I want to juxtapose it to a couple of local stories, but let's start the show. I want to play, perhaps not the entire clip, but a clip from ZNS Network. You can find it on YouTube by searching Remembering Priscilla Rollins. Producer?
For many Bahamians, Priscilla Rollins was a queen of Bahamian soul. The Bahamian musical goddess being remembered as a towering figure and icon who paved the way for male artists. Bahamian musical pioneer, Fred Mullinx.
Priscilla was one of the female vocalists who excelled. There were not many during her era. There are only two that I can think of any predominance were maybe Eloise Lewis, who was the premier female vocalist during that era, and Maureen Duvalier, who was Bahama Mama. Other than that, as solo artists I'm talking about now, Priscilla probably was the next generation after those two iconic female vocalists.
Priscilla's song, Independence Morning, remains one of the most beloved patriotic tributes of our time. Letter from Miami was another mega hit from the international recording artists. The icon catapulted the music scene as a teenager, singing with her mother in a gospel group during the late 50s and 60s. In the mid to late 60s, she joined the Mighty Makers. The group gained much national success and international notoriety for musical greats Cedric Mullinx and Chris Fox. Priscilla's life serves as a shining testament.
On Bay Street, going on East Street called Sin. I know if you remember that. On going out to Bay Street on the right-hand side. And we always had this joke with that I took out the church and carried it in Sin. You know, but the club, the name of the club was Sin. That's where we first heard Priscilla Rollins. It was her, Anita Brown, and Petey McKenzie.
Yeah, Priscilla had a great impact when we started out, because at that time, like I say, she was one of the only female singer out there at the time. So that gave her a great impact. And then she was with us, the Mighty Makers, which we had, but was strong at the time. So
in 1972, Priscilla left the Mighty Makers to pursue a solo career, teaming up with famed Bahamian producer and entertainer Tony McKay. McKay took her to New York, where she recorded her first album. Her last known public appearance came during the 50th Independence celebrations. She was 79. Desmond Saunders, the
for taking that moment with me to remember Priscilla Rollins. Again, we're going to play some of her music. We're going to play some of this. In fact, producer, whenever you're ready, let's play Exodus by the Mighty Makers. There's a phrase in that excerpt, in that clip, Priscilla paving the way for newer artists. And it is our job, right, to pave the way to the future for generations of Bahamians to come. And Priscilla attempted to do that. Priscilla was one of those Bahamians that didn't want to complain, didn't want to be seen as complaining, and certainly didn't want to be seen as attempting to embarrass the government or the PLP organizations, and I mean that seriously, both the party and the government, that she felt that she was an integral part of, that her role was to support it, to play a supporting role, even when she felt like she was being diminished, she was being ignored, she's being invisibilized. That in and of itself is worthy of celebration. There's so many Bahamians whose names will never be called because they made a sacrifice for the greater good, for the whole, for something larger than them. And they refused to tell their entire story because not only did they not want to embarrass anyone, they wanted to help people save face. They didn't want to be the cause of somebody's embarrassment. These people are so important in our society. So producer, as you get ready to play that song, I'm going to read off Priscilla Rollins' discography, and this is not a complete and total list, but we start with Independence Morning, the single, Letter from Miami, O Bear Woman. Again, Tony McKay wrote that song, O Bear Woman, for Priscilla Rollins as well, a companion to O Bear Man. Another single, this is dedicated to the one I love, Legend in My Time, a single. Then two albums, Lover's Choice Volume 1, Lover's Choice Volume 2, another album, I Love You, another single, Suspicious Mind. And then when you go to YouTube, you can find an album called Hard by DJ Hard Time, Reggae Souls Medley 1 and Reggae Souls Medley Collins. She has a version of Every Breath You Take, a single, Take Me Home, a single, Body Movement, a single, Legend in My Time. And then I have some music from the Mighty Makers, who she performed with on the playlist. Producer, let's go to that call. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? We lost that caller. Let's play Exodus by the Mighty Makers. This is from the album A Nation Is Born.
God gave this land to me, a brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun
Then I see the land where children can run free. So take my hand.
Again, that is Exodus from the album A Nation Is Born, an album created for our independence, I imagine. And I tell you why I say I imagine, because there's just not enough information available online about this album. You hear that sound? It just takes you to another era. Whenever I hear that, I think, wow, what a time. What a time our mummies, our daddies, our grandparents lived in. What a time when they made music like that. The music of our lives. When we were a cosmopolitan people. And I say that very loosely. What I mean is we weren't just making music that we considered to be authentically Bahamian. Bahamians were making music authentically. Anyway, producer, let's go to the phone line. Let's take this call. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Let's see what's happening with the phone line. It is 10:21. Producer, let's play another song. There we go. Something happened to that phone line. Let's play one more song by Priscilla Rollins. Black of the Berry. Every Breath You Take. I see the phone line is up again. Let me try it. Good morning, caller.
You got me?
I got you now.
Wonderful. I just called to correct something in which I heard Freddie said.
Okay.
I was there from the beginning. Now, Priscilla came in after Barbara Pitt.
Okay.
Barbara Pitt was the singer in those days.
Okay.
I used to be right there.
Okay.
The Lion's Den, the Piceum, it was now the National Insurance on Wolf Road. Yeah, right there.
Okay.
And Priscilla was my girl, right? But I remember when she came on the scene with Chris Fox and those, right?
Yeah.
Right in the Central Highway Inn.
Okay.
Right? Me and her was good friends. She has one son, and I want to give her my condolence to her son. Her only child.
Yes, sir. You still there? Oh.
Say it again?
You still there? Okay, good stuff.
What I was to say is that Barbara Pitt was the lady singer in those days, and Priscilla came in after.
Okay, no, we got to put that on the record. Thank you, Bremen.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good. Absolutely. Thank you very much. And I encourage Bahamians, I know radio hosts have their shows planned out. You know, they're prepared for what they're going to say. But if you have a treasure, a gem, a story, a nugget about Priscilla Rollins, I want you to call in and share it. I don't know how we're going to do this. I was hoping by now that we would have created a mechanism to honor those icons who have passed, right? Despite the current political narrative. I'm hoping that the political class and the government mechanisms have the political will to make a priority part of their agenda. Anyway, this is Black of the Berry by Priscilla Rollins.
What mama said to me, she said, the black of the berry, sweet daddy juice. Just watch the way he whines, that's your proof. Don't mind if his name is Jerry or if it's Bruce. The black of the berry, baby, sweet daddy juice. Smiley jeans so white, he gums so brown. Someone holler, he's the darkest man around. He was very persistent, persistent as can be. I got upset.
tenderly. That's when I remember what Mama said to me. She said, the black of the berry, sweeter.
Again, that's Priscilla Rollins, the black of the berry. If you my age, you know that voice. When I found this version again, it hit me right away, that voice. And so for many of us, that's a voice, the voice of Bahamian music, right? That's what we used to hearing as a child, singing these Bahamian songs. Again, I think it's paramount. It's the most important thing that we figure out a system of recognizing and honoring cultural stakeholders, cultural icons, right? When I say a system, we don't have to have a big ceremony every time someone passes away, but once a year, we should have a national event that recognizes the passing of cultural icons and memorializes them, right? And there should be an archive, digital and physical, that people can go to, right? Without it being a national event, without it being broadcast or ZNS or run on the front page of The Guardian, a mechanism that people to keep in tune with, right? To keep up to date with, to know what is happening, to be able to understand the ways in which these people have influenced the nation. A text here. Okay, so it was Exodus from the album A Nation Is Born. So Texas said, what is the name of that last song you played that you didn't find much information on with the group Please Aaron? So that was Exodus by the Mighty Makers, and it's from an album, A Nation Is Born. And I imagine the album was created for independence, right? But I couldn't find much information on it. For the first national ball in the independent Bahamas, right? I mean, that's monumental. So I want to take this moment before we transition to call a few names, right? Kareem Mortimer, Travolta Cooper, Lovato Stubbs, Maria Govan. Who else making movie? I see Johnny Cake making movie now. Even my Uncle Stanley Mitchell is a historian and documentarian. We need to very quickly figure out how are we going to documentaries about it, man. You could imagine, y'all had a nightclub called Sin, right? And the boy could say they used to crack a joke that we take Priscilla from the church and take her to Sin. I mean, what a time. What lives y'all must have lived. And it's our job to honor y'all by documenting that, right? And it's our job to prepare for the future by documenting it and ensuring that your lives and the impact that you've had on the country will be known for future generations. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Okay, here are the numbers to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. My Family Island residence, 242-300-5720. It is toll-free. Call in. Y'all are obviously a part of the conversation, a conversation we can't have without you. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Okay, if you call in 323-6232 and having difficulty getting in, because I can't hear you, caller, I can't hear you, try 325-4316 and 59. And 242-300-5720 is toll-free for Family Island residents. And, of course, our text line is always powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. This is our obligation. We preserve the past, provide for the present, prepare for the future. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Oh, boy. Caller, you there? I apologize. I'm not sure what's going on with the phone line. Caller, my producer is trying to figure it out. All right, let's try again. Give it a second. Don't go anywhere, caller. We're going to try and connect again. And there's so many. There's so many Bahamian artists whose lives and contributions and impact on the country we're not documenting. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Hey, let's go. Good morning, caller. Ah, boy. Good morning, caller. Are you there? You guys do me a favor. Keep trying. Keep trying again. The numbers to call. Good morning, caller.
I'm here.
There
good
we
morning,
go.
Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. In regards to the topic that we wanted, Priscilla Rollins, in fact, I called yesterday to talk about her.
Yes, ma'am.
Not taking away from her. But what is so disgusting or what is so troubling is that we still have some that are alive today. Mm-hmm. And are we willing to give them what is due to them?
Yes.
There are a number of artists who do a good job. I listen to a radio program station called Bahamian Music or Nothing. It's not nothing, nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you listen to them, but they play Bahamian music all day, every day,
mm-hmm.
and 24 hours a day. And my thing is the female artists are rising. They're doing a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to take note of their effort and you know, just celebrate them.
Yes. And
you know,
and inculcate them. We have to entrench them into our daily life.
And not keep, not taking all of your time, but just to mention a few, you have the Mama D and the Nishi Ellis. I don't know the one who sings the song called Peace of Mind. I listened to that.
Yeah.
That song is so, I mean, we have to just get some of them. One of these times you're doing your cultural thing,
and just,
get some of them to come on and let them talk about themselves.
And all women broadcast, yeah. Ilsha,
yes,
who won the song competition, Melody, Ride
yes,
the Pine,
Melody,
and Take My Oath to the Billy Goat.
Take your oath, yes.
And then we got some other, we got Vivid Leval, who does R&B fusion.
Right.
Then we have Allian Rose, who is R&B soul. Right, then we have Camila, who is blues, funk, folk, R&B, soul.
Right.
And then we have, then we have some older artists like Jane Doe, who did rock and roll, Helen Clonaris.
Right.
The voices are
out
there.
You know, there's so many, and Bahamian female artists are on the rise, but they're not being recognized publicly, if I dare say so.
Yes.
So I hope this I hope Priscilla's death would not go in vain, and that we would stand up and just give these female artists what is due to them. They're talented and they're good.
Absolutely. And then take it broader than that. Let's honor her life by creating a mechanism that will visible and provide access to as many artists as possible, male or female. And then we make a point to ensure that we are highlighting those who are not getting the coverage.
Of
the
course.
Women artists, the new up-and-coming young artists. Yes, ma'am.
I want to say amazing if these ladies were somewhere else, they could be making big bucks.
Yep.
They don't have to stay here. They could do their voices, their talent. They could go places. We need to do better.
And our tourism product should be enabling, empowering, by facilitating the creation of spaces for local artists to perform in.
Yes.
Right,
so, Ms. Green,
can
you just do me that favor? Try to get these ladies together who are doing so much good work in terms of their expression when it comes to our musical arts and what have you.
Absolutely.
And let's hear from them in a more personal way.
Absolutely. And those women are also critically interrogating. We had a moment where it appeared as if the artist Wendy and the artist Sweet Emily were at odds, but they weren't at odds, you know. They were they were just not having the conversation with each other.
Yes.
And recently, Sweet Emily, in response to an Elevation Award nomination, mm-hmm. she made the point that she felt that events like these can be divisive, and she would prefer to participate in a different style of recognizing and honoring people, where we don't pit where we don't pit people against each other,
work together.
But we work together and we honor each other. Like you say, we paving the way for the next generation.
Okay.
And that's something that Priscilla believed in.
Right. Well, thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll continue to listen.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's try and get these other callers in. Producer, next call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
How are you?
Ellen, you have the tape with Lionel Lottmore singing Jitney Will Wait on Me. That's a Bahamian song.
Listen, I want you to know that I had Jit one day and didn't get it. I can put that on my playlist for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I would appreciate that.
Absolutely. And maybe my producer.
I'm glad you're doing Priscilla Rollins because, you know, she and, what's the name of the other lady who sings? She's elderly. She's an elder person now. But they can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't forget, but the fella, his wife used to sing also on a club on Bay Street.
Ooh.
He was the representative in Baintown.
Mr. Nuri, the representative in Baintown whose wife used to sing in the local nightclubs.
Right, she used to sing with I think, the Mighty Makers, too.
Okay.
What's his name? He was the representative in Baintown, and he died. Kendall North, his brother.
Okay. We can figure it out.
Find out her name. She used to sing.
She used to sing
in a nightclub, but she used to sing with the Mighty Makers, too. So if you can find out her name.
Okay, now.
If it comes to me, I will call you back.
Okay.
Maybe not today, but tomorrow.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
She used to sing, and she was a darn good singer, too, and she's a Bahamian.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Hello, ma'am. Okay. It might be Bernard Nottage, maybe.
His wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
His wife. I can't remember her name at that time, but then she was married to him then, you know.
Yes,
she was a singer, used to sing. And she used to sing with the Mighty Makers, too. And she sing on a nightclub on Bay Street. I can't remember
the
name of it, but it will come to me, okay?
Absolutely.
And thank you very much.
Listening
to me.
Thank you very much for sharing.
Portia Nottage is her name.
Portia Nottage.
Portia, that's right.
All right. Thank you.
Right.
I can look for her. I'm looking to see if I could find anything by her online. If not, I got to hit up the Carter family. So we need to knight the whole Carter family because their whole repository of music, we have to figure out how we can have access
to
it.
I was looking for, you know, Carter's them used to sell them the thing, but the play the music.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can't find. I knew years ago I had one. I don't know what I did, but it's a jukebox.
Yes.
But they used to sing.
Yes.
You know, you play on the jukebox, but you don't see them old time things anymore. And I have a lot of records, but I wish I could find one to play one. If you know anyone who have one, but I will be calling you back.
Absolutely, ma'am. I do, and that's another thing that we need to work on. Thank you
for listening to me.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you.
Let's go to the next call quickly. Good morning, caller. You still there? Ah, boy, I'm sorry that I missed you, but trust, I know that every contribution is valuable. This is a talk show. It's not a music station, right? And I'd like to thank my audience for bearing with me, for playing music and doing this thing where we use music as a part of our critical interrogation of who we are and who we can become. Good morning, caller.
Yes, morning, Erin. Good morning. I just wanted to say that she was Portia Butterfield before she was Portia Nordic.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, young people, you hear what's happening this morning? Good morning, caller.
Yeah, morning, Erin.
Morning.
Okay, that was Portia Butterfield.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now, what station is playing the Bahamian music straight through?
The woman,
or the ladies?
It's an online station. It's called Bahamian or Nothing.
It's an online?
Yeah, so it's great because you could have one device on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM and one device on Bahamian or Nothing at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a resource I know about when I lived abroad, right?
Well, you know, I like listening to the Bahamian music and what the lady named Sweet Emily. She pretty good.
Listen.
You know.
What's the song? Oh, the love song, man. Someday.
Yeah, and then you
want me to love you. Yes, sir.
What's she name? You know, you'll have to laugh when you hear sing. What is the Bishop Lady? What do you call her?
The Bishop Lady? I know the...
Yeah, Veronica Bishop.
Oh, Veronica Bishop, tell old lion him he better come home now.
Oh, yeah, he married me and all of that.
Yes. And these are the songs of our lives, right? These are the songs and experiences of people.
Yeah, boy, really? They'll make you laugh. All right.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And that's the intent, right? The intent is to sort of... not coddle, but to sort of ease the pain, right, with humor in the music. When I had Shine 242 on, we talked, and Stilete, the Rake and Scrape General, we talked about where the music came from, where you, the inspiration. And they made the point that men sing about the heartbreak that they've experienced in real life. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, boy. Thank God I got the phone fixed.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I was, the lady is on target, too. You know, I'm a Porsche Butterfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Porsche facilities be up competition.
Okay.
To get out that Bernie Nutter's wife.
Yeah.
The late Bernie Nutter, sorry.
Listen, y'all call it competition. I call it a magical moment because when those two women come together on stage...
Right.
They just produce something new.
I love their way. They were the woman in my time.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you got now Bodine and who I love and
Chase Fernanda and then
Wendy.
Oh yeah, Telecom.
Becky Edgar.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You got Ebony 242, and then you got you got the other Ebony out and about Ebony. That's Bodine's sister. She make music too.
Bodine's sister. I didn't know that. What
yes. Yeah, man. I mean, there's a lot of talent. Ebony so the two artists, one is Ebony 242, and this one is Ebony, I can't remember her performing name, but you can find her online out and about with Ebony.
She's Karen Johnson?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Oh, she's Karen Joker Bodine's a Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, Charles Carter did a wonderful put on the archive, probably get it from Eddie with Priscilla, you know.
Okay, I can try grab that one too.
Yeah, she talked about a story, she talked about a comeback. I think she did some gospel singing wise when she came back. You know, so that's a beautiful interview.
Yeah.
Anyone she listened to, that should be in the archive. But I'm glad you honoring her. Because she grew up in my time. She grew up in your parents' time.
Yeah.
Along with competition and along with some beautiful other artists. You mentioned the young lady, she died, Manuel, I think her name is.
Okay, no, I'm not sure.
Osquita the Mango.
Oh, Kayla Edwards Lockhart.
Yeah, but there's the other one.
Okay.
There's the other one. She died more in the last decade.
Mm-hmm. Kayla Lockhart Edwards. Yeah.
No, not Kayla Lockhart Edwards. It's this lady. Don't remember her name right now. She has a Papa Doc name.
Maureen Duvalier?
Yeah, Maureen O'Reilly, right.
Calypso Madam, Bahama
Calypso
Mama.
Calypso Madam, yeah.
I was told to mention Abigail Shallow.
Yes. Abigail Shallow.
God, she could sing.
Yes.
She did some wonderful work. Don't forget
Tanya Hanna, jazz
Tanya
artist,
Hanna,
and then Joanne Callender and Lee Callender.
They did some wonderful jazz.
Yes.
They should have been here and do jazz.
Pumpkin Eater, right now. We got what, 3-4 major hotels, right? We got the two megas,
right.
And then we got Breezes and Sandals, Bahama and Atlantis, right?
Uh-huh.
And then we have the Colonial, right? And then we have a couple other smaller boys stepping down from that. We have enough venues. We have enough venues to run a whole month of performances.
Yeah.
Never having to repeat a performance.
Uh-huh.
Because you rotate your artists from venue to venue, right?
But,
and we could have all Bahamian reviews, and then to spice it up, in your all Bahamian review, you have Bahamians covering familiar foreign songs.
And you saw right, and this way, the Ministry of Tourism need to, and the Ministry of Culture need to start negotiating with our hotels to feature Bahamian artists on a regular basis and our cruise ship.
Absolutely. And see, when we're negotiating with the cruise ship about returning to the overnight state, One of the things we put on the table is that, listen, every cruise ship in harbor overnight can have
Bahamian artist
performance, 3 hours of performance, two-hour performances if you want. We could do it. All genres of music, from rock to rake and scrape. We could do it.
Or they could come to our new Nassau Harbor. What a place.
The cruise port. They could come off the port and
come
perform at the amphitheater. Yeah?
Amphitheater and go there.
We could grow. We can diversify. If we can't get rid of tourism, we could diversify tourism in ways that it's meaningful to the average Bahamian and to future Bahamians outside of the economic impact.
And so far, I commend that Nassau Cruise Port for doing that so far. During December, they had the great Phil Stubbs there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
so yeah. Hope to
continue that series, yeah.
The hotel could copy, and that could be a start for numerous women artists could be performed here. During the summertime, that could be Gombe right there.
Man, listen, let me tell you all what we could do right now. We could do a, let's piggyback on Sidney Poitier, right? Let's craft a small narrative around Sidney Poitier movement and call it a musical. Create some numbers, put in some old numbers, music of the that era in it. And you could run that show in every major hotel, on every cruise ship, and the amphitheater, man. We could do it.
Don't forget they knocked down those old buildings. I think they're asking for private sector involvement.
Right.
And how to make it more beautiful.
Outdoor theater, another outdoor performance space.
That's what they said. That's about an outdoor theater every day.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
Lighting. Have a good day.
Listen, and I just want to say thank you. You always have a positive suggestion, policy ideas when you call in. Thank you. Producer, let's go to a break. And when we come back from the break, Mr. Nuri, I go into space. Mr. Nuri, I go into space.
What are you going to space?
Things you do in space. I don't know. I just going. I don't know what they do in space. KB know what they do in space, but I don't know yet. When we come back from the break, we're going to begin to explore the final frontier of tourism. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We'll be right back.
I'm the Obi woman from beneath the sea. To get to Satan, you got to pass through me. I'm no wonder angel, name by name. I'm Neptune's daughter, and Shannon's woman is my name.
It's that time of year to join the movement. It's time for the annual Guardian Media's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair. Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon. Starting at 10 a.m., admission is free. Come and receive free health screenings by the Walk-In Clinic, fantastic product info, and sound financial advice. Participate in the exercise demonstrations by Natasha Brown, Outdoor Fitness Bahamas, and RF Exposure. There will also be a CPR demonstration by Superior Care, plus live performances by Blondie, Johnny Cake, Shine, and Carrington McKenzie, ending with a Saxon superstar Junkanoo Rush Out. Join the movement. It's the annual Nassau Guardians Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
March 8th, 2024 is International Women's Day. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to train. It's not just something we should say or something we should write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to inspire inclusion. Celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300 or contact your account executive. The aim of the International Women's Day 2024 campaign is to collectively forge a more inclusive world for women. International Women's Day, March 8th, 2024. Inspire inclusion.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're climbing higher, we're going faster, oh, it's a
Oh, we heading in deep space.
Taking the dance.
Look ya. Oh, y'all throw that boom. See, young y'all wind your waist.
Get taking in deep space.
See, I am Captain Kite. Come board my rocket ship. Buckle up, let's ride. Get ready for the lift. I want to show you what the planets. Fly you to the moon. I want to send you into warp drive. Into the twilight zone. I want to orbit around Uranus. Open up the hatch. See if any life down there. Any crab I can catch. Cause I'll always be a behemoth, y'all. Anywhere I go. Eating plenty crab fat. And marching up some dough. Y'all be headed.
Good morning.
Do you know KB is my favorite Bohemian artist, performing artist?
He's top 10 for me, and with all 10, Sharon number one.
And so the reason why, because I'm a storyteller, as you know. KB tells stories.
Yeah.
So any song would tell stories where I could appreciate a Bohemian narrative tends to be my top.
Yeah.
And there are few and far between. Ronnie Butler was a storyteller too. You know, Going Down Burma Road, you can picture it. You can create a story. You can create a movie, graphics. Similar to KB storytelling, you can create a story, the movie graphics, and how put it to life.
Yeah.
And that is important to me. I think that is a genre of music that we need to have mandated with our music artists. Yeah. Tell them, say, hey, you need to write a story about this.
Yeah.
You need a coincidence. Anniversary story, we need a Christmas story, tell that story that a generation in the future,
absolutely,
100 years from now, would say this was how they was living back then.
We need a Blue Hole story, and you know, I'd say thank God for Phil Stubbs.
Yes.
Oh, storyteller.
Forgive me.
Yeah.
Forgive me. I forget Phil Stubbs too. Yes.
Right. So before we go into space, Bert Williams.
Yes, I like Bert Williams.
Throw him on the table.
Mind you, few behemoths know who Bert Williams is, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Bert Williams is the beginning. The beginning of acting in America. Bert Williams is like one of the leaders. Star trailblazer.
Trailblazer.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so when I talk
black
about...
Black actors, though. Again, few people know who Bert Williams is. And I think there needs to be a proper narrative.
Right.
Of introductory of who he is. So the listening audience can say, okay, I see it.
See, because...
Then they start Googling.
We won't go to space, right? We definitely won't go to space. We go into space. In fact, we say congratulations to Aisha Bo, right? Bohemian rocket scientist, and now set to be the first Bohemian in space, right? We say congratulations. But before we could go to space, we got to take some care of some things on the ground. When you listen to that song from KB, he said, you could imagine.
I see where you're going. Yes.
Right? But I want to read these stories into the record and talk about them a little bit. And connect them back to us, right? I say I got a caller on the line, producer. Let's go to that caller quickly. They've been waiting for a while. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you doing?
And CA. Are you forgetting the queen of double entendre? What's her name? Who ain't big don't want none? What's her name? Forgot her name. Who ain't big ain't want none? Who ain't
none?
Give some you can talk it. The late
Therese Hepburn, Therese.
Between her and KB.
Yeah.
And Roddy Butler.
Yeah.
They're the king and queens and prince of double entendre songs.
Mm. Yeah.
Whatever you think it is, it is.
Mr. Bus Driver. I'm getting off.
When she was alive to give her. She worked hard, she worked at hotels, but our government need to put our musicians to work. Eddie Hanna made sure National Beach had about 3 bars a day and 3 at night.
Mm-hmm.
These leaders, they need to own this cruise ship. They can go on board the ship even. Or they can put together and perform and make money.
Yes, sir.
These leaders we have, they ever.
Listen, here's what it is.
We had work.
Caller, we are asking politicians to provide solutions that they in their personal lives have not reconciled for problems that they and issues they have not reconciled in their personal lives.
Even that new thing they could build, that beach thing over PI for 150 years, a bond supplier every day.
Absolutely.
Minnesota, for 150 years, the cool sport to have that beach, it should be a bond, Bohemian bond should be in the contract.
Absolutely. Bohemian music straight through. Nothing else but.
We'll be losing our rights in the Bahamas. Piddling and Adihana and they made sure Bohemianization, Nassau Beach, a tree barn, or one on the beach, one on the pool.
They attempted to make sure, but we see now. Hold on. We see now. Caller, we see now that it requires also legislative action. But listen, I got 4 minutes left, caller.
All right. We need to do better. Our leaders do better, please. Stand up for us and stop bending down.
Thank you, caller. So the first story, Bahamas to be site of SpaceX landings. The Ministry of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation announced a successful negotiation and execution of a, quote, close quotes, groundbreaking letter of agreement. Now, that's groundbreaking because I ain't never heard of a letter of agreement before.
Can we talk about this on Wednesday in detail?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
I want to analyze that, but go ahead. Yeah, we can talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A letter of agreement with SpaceX, that's Space Exploration Technologies Corp, making a, quote, revolutionary leap, close quote, quote, for the Bahamas into the realm of space tourism. The LOA establishes a strategic collaboration that positions the Bahamas as a global destination for witnessing booster landings, the ministry said. SpaceX, a pioneer in space exploration, is currently finalizing mission designs where one of the company's autonomous drone ships will serve as a Falcon 9 landing location east of the Exumas, offering a spectacle that will be visible only in the Bahamas. This unique opportunity sets the stage for tourists to witness awe-inspiring space events from cruise ships, resorts, and various tourist hotspots, solidifying the Bahamas' position as a key player in the emerging space tourism industry.
Can we have an opinion on this, or this is a done deal? This is one of those things we say, okay, we voted in our leader.
It appears as if it's a done deal, right? But we all know that a project like this should require an environmental impact assessment.
Hell with that. This has to deal with money.
We in the heavens, not in the...
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, it needs an environmental impact assessment.
So this is not a done deal?
I don't know, but I am saying that I await the environmental impact assessment because there are many questions.
Spaceships do not disturb the environment. This is a done deal. I had never heard of any spaceship was ultra-virus to the environment. Never. You've never heard of it. What can a spaceship do to the Exuma, to the ocean of the Bahamas? It ain't like they have fuel or anything.
I mean, we're hoping that by the time it's descending for landing that it has burned up all of its fuel and that's calculated in its trajectory to Earth.
I like hope. I like how you hope.
No, because hope is a weapon that can also be wielded against you. Good morning, caller.
Aaron and your guest.
Good morning, sir.
Listen, I know they're getting ready to celebrate the 242.
242 day, yes, sir.
Guess what? It wouldn't be a real Bahamian if every Bahamian don't bake the ground up in cloth.
Thank you.
And serve the switcher.
Yeah.
And get the real grits from Cat Island, not just grits that come from the U.S. Go to the farmer's market and buy your real grits with the husk and everything in it.
Listen, Cat Island, this is your time to shine. We're going to need 18 pallets of Cat Island grits for February the 24th.
And one thing, Aaron, you know what I don't like?
Yes,
sir. We ship the salt from Managua, the United States. They ship it back with silica, sodium dioxide. And then they ship it back to Auckland. Why? The people in Auckland have to buy the Morton salt and they get all the pond salt right there.
Right. Why haven't we developed an inter-island trade of salt before it leaves the country for processing? I with you, sir.
I thought we did that.
Because that salt that comes back, it's poison. It ain't good for the body.
Well, it could be more organic, sir. Let's call it that. It could be more organic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you very, very, very much. Important points were made. Mr. Newry, I find this article in today's business section a follow-up on the SpaceX story. SpaceX deal was given green light by DEPP, notes Cooper. Some Bahamians have already begun to voice concerns that the newly inked deal, the Missions and Aviation recently signed with space exploration company SpaceX to land the company's spent reusable booster engines in the Exuma Sound on unmanned barges, could create environmental hazards. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Investments and Aviation Chester Cooper said yesterday during an appearance on Morning Blend Business on Guardian Radio that those rocket boosters, which are designed to land themselves on the unmanned barges so they can be used again, will only be landed on those barges. He explained that the program has gotten the green light from the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection.
See?
We could delve more into this tomorrow.
See? It's safe. Yeah. It's safe.
Listen.
We need more spacecraft to land here.
When you are the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and you tell everybody in the universe there's nowhere in the universe better than the Bahamas, you better expect some visitors. If I's an alien and I see a ship traveling to the Bahamas, I can catch a flight.
Coming this way.
I come in to check it out. You can't be advertising the most beautiful part of the planet. In the most beautiful part of the universe, and don't think I ain't coming to visit.
Well, we'll interrogate that some more.
Absolutely.
I just thought something like that, I should have known beforehand that it's being considered. Let me start putting questions forward.
Not just that, because people think, okay, you're just being critical. You just want an opportunity to object. We want an opportunity to prepare ourselves to participate.
Mm.
We want to be able to build capacity in time to be an integral part of the most exciting thing happening in our country in this century.
I see they mentioned cruise ships. Is there any kind of behemoth boats could be out there?
I have a boat. Listen, I'm going to go learn how to build a boat right now so I could start my space tourism exploration. Mr. Nuri, thank you for joining me this morning. To the audience, to the listeners, to the callers and the texters, thank you very much. I got a texter here that says, don't you all dare forget Margie Barr. I got to find, that's the name somebody was trying to call earlier, Margie Barr. I'm going to find some music by her. Aaron, this story sounds similar to Keith Bell talking about mermaids in the blue hole. There's a firmament. No one can go into space and the earth is flat. Yes, I said it. The Bible talks about the firmament many times. So meanwhile, that is wonderful for Bahamians. I'm just wondering what is really going on. Let's get real, man. Y'all listen to Priscilla Rollins.
Every time I think about those beautiful islands, I think about those white sandy beaches, amber waters. Oh.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.